Nice to get a win again.
It was good. I think overall we deserve to win, chance wise. It's always tough coming here to play because the pitch is so big. You know, I always remember this when I was a younger player, it was Hampden size, and we struggled with the size of it to start with. And I thought Partick started really well the first 20 minutes. We found it hard to get the ball off them. Then we got the goal at the right time. I think we were more of a threat going forward, but we just struggled to pass, connect four or five passes together. Everything was short or overhit, or nobody wanted to run or move, and that's just the way the first half was. So we readjusted at half time, we changed a little bit, and we stepped up higher. And as you probably saw, Partick couldn't get out the second half. They kept on playing long, and Paul Allen and Ian Conley and the young boy Liam Newton just kept on getting the ball all day long. Helped us because, so I keep saying, of us breaking and going to goal, creating chances. Paul Brown could have scored a couple. Mm-hmm. McCann probably could have had another one. Wee Jack, when he came on, could have had one as well. So it was, you know, a lot of good stuff, more so in the second half. But I didn't think we were really under pressure. I know one would have caught the ball later on in the game, but that was it really. So that was pleasing. And as well, we had four boys from Fife Elite playing as well, so all credit to Bill and Darren Dodds for, you know, giving us another opportunity bringing them in. Mm-hmm. Albeit we've had them in for the last week during the spring Easter break. Mm-hmm. I was going to say spring break there. Easter break. So it's good for us to get a look at them, and obviously in this environment as well, and see how they can do. So no, a lot of good performances, and a lot of, it was good to give the older boys to come back and play minutes. Your Aidan Conley's, your Robbie Muirheads, Callum Smith, McCann, Paul Allen, who's been in and around the first team. It was good just to have a look at them and give them minutes too.
Mm-hmm. I've got to mention the centre half, because I particularly thought he was really good. He was composed, and you wouldn't think that he was the age that he was, because he just coped with everything that came to him.
Well, you can call him an old-fashioned centre back because he won most battles in the air. Mm-hmm. And he was fairly aggressive. Very composed. Mm-hmm. when he had the ball, which is, yeah, not a dying breed, but you know, it's sometimes hard to coach and get out of them, but he just made the game look so easy. I mean, he was set up the first goal by driving into space and playing into Paul Allen, who then played to Robbie Murray, who scored. Well, who set up McCann, who scored. But it was just his weight and accuracy of it. It was good to see. You know, he's got a long way to go. He's only 16 and a half, but you know, he's a kid that, I think his parents live down in Southampton, got released by Southampton. I think he's been to Aberdeen and been to Hibs as well, so I found out, and you know, he's been to Fife Elite for the last 6 months. So he did really well, you know, and Lucas Berry and Liam Newton continue to come in and do well as well, and Jack Cunningham I put on, who probably could have scored. So the kids who are coming in, they're making some kind of impact playing at this level, which is great to see. Plus as well, you know, I think the reserves have, they've came a long way. It's become more settled with them as well. I mean, results help, but performances help, and how they're playing, because I mean, a lot of it's been good to watch. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
I just think a lot of them are, you know, they're looking forward to playing reserve football. They're establishing mm-hmm. themselves here, and then the push is to get, you know, your ones who never really started the season to push on and try and push on the door of the first team. That's the aim. And obviously the boys who's been playing reserve for a long time, it's just to keep on pushing them to try and give them the opportunity to get in the first team. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, they're in a good place. I said that all along, and they've been on a really, really good run of games. I think last week's game against Hamilton was a big learning curve for them. It was mm-hmm. huge, and I'm all for, you know, getting beaten games. You know, they're always going to get beaten games, but the way they got beat last week was, it was tough for them because they were up against it, and it possibly could have been more. So you don't see that a lot, but it's good for them to get beaten up sometimes. And they learned a lot from it. But, you know, as I keep saying, a good group of kids who just want to keep on getting better. And we got three or four that added to that that came in and did well as well.
You know, Stuart Morrison today, and obviously some of them were playing in different positions to what they would normally play in.
Yeah, and that was the thing beforehand. I spoke to the gaffer and Callum last night about it, that, you know, I wanted to put Paul Allen to start a little bit higher, and I wanted to drop Aidan Conley lower because I wanted Aidan Conley going the ball. Aidan Connolly's a footballer.
Yeah.
He needs to get on the ball. So in this environment, I wanted him to play just in front of the back four so he can dictate play a little bit. Never really worked like that at the start because I thought Partick outplayed us to start with. But as the game went on, you know, you saw Aidan's qualities and Paul Allen's qualities. Paul Allen used to play a little bit more. He was out of his comfort zone a little bit in the first half. Callum Smith was playing wide right, McCann was playing wide right. So I'd, rather than just saying you're playing here, different because Lewis Crosby played as a right back today because I wanted to see if he had the legs to get him down on a bigger pitch, and hey, they never, you know, it's just sometimes making them feel uncomfortable as well and just showing them other positions and, you know, how they can cope in different situations. And, you know, in the second half they did really, really well and we adjusted and stepping high and pressing high, but, you know, McCann scores again, you know, he scored two goals, he's a goal scorer, the kid. It's been more since his last game, so it's been 4 weeks since then, so he was probably about 92. But no, I'm all happy as a shout-out. And that's what I was saying to Cammy. I says, Craig Burke plays six games and, you know, we never lose. I says, you come back last week against Hamilton, we never lose. So he was under a bit of pressure. But, no, it was good. You know, the things we're trying to get, McCann and Callum Smith and even Robbie today as well, was just to try and get beyond. And, you know, I said to him, you're a pound for every time you get beyond. I says, well, I'm giving you a maximum 20 quid. He just does a laughing joke. So at the end of the game, how many times you caught offside? Eight. So they were really, really quick and saying, you know, but they were counting, you know, how many times they were caught offside. Because I'm always saying to them, if you never ever caught offside, you're never in a position to get beyond.
Uh-huh.
And if we're never going to get beyond, we're not really going to create a lot of chances.
Uh-huh.
So the second half, they did try and get beyond a little bit more. And, you know, it was just really me throwing a carrot and trying to get a little bit more motivated. But overall, fairly happy.